Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
657 Media Moab, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to 8 o'clock. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And thank you so much to Johan Els. Man, those accolades. Yo, man. I was listening to the accolades that were given to Joe Biden. Wow. Those accolades. Ooh, I'm so humbled. I can only give the Father all the glory. I don't qualify a bit. Regardless of how scriptural that is, I don't qualify a bit. It is the Master who does these great things. Thank you so much for keeping the goodwill. Thank you so much for continuously inspiring South Africa and the world beyond. May the Father use you greatly. All right. Coming up at about 10 past, just a little bit over 10 past 6, we will be talking to the CEO, Karel Verhoef, and Charles van Onselen. And it will be the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute, the Bible Enrichment Courses. It will be about that. And for about 10 minutes, we will talk with them. I trust this is fruitful information, especially for those who are aspiring to do Bible courses, you know, and to study even further. According to me, the way I see it, it's tertiary institution. It's a field of research, knowledge, understanding and revelation. So let's do a bit of this. This is Howard Hewitt. He used to be with the group Shalamar. Call His Name is the name of the track. Enjoy.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The music there of Howard Hewitt, Call His Name, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well. Just a little bit over 13 minutes over the hour 6. We trust the Father is doing you great, man. And like I said, when we started the show, that I will be talking to the CEO of Radio Pulpit or Pulpit Media, Karel Verhoef, and also Charles van Onselen. He is Radio Pulpit's manager in sales and business solutions. They're already on the line, man. Can you believe me talking to these two? They're already on the line. Let me welcome them. Karel, greetings and welcome.
Thank you, Ray. What a privilege to be on your show for a change.
Are you well?
Yes, I'm very well. It's been some time since I've seen you, but it's great talking to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Karel. And we also have Charles van Onselen on the line. Pastor.
Hey, good day to you, Brother Ray. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Very well, very well. Great to be online with you and the listeners. Welcome. Well, good to be with you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. And the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute, the Bible Enrichment Courses, this is what we are talking about. And perhaps let me start with you, Karel. What is this even all about?
Yeah, Ray, I'm not sure if our listeners know, they're well known. One of the best Bible institutes in the world called Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.
Yes.
And now Radio Pulpit has joined hands with that excellent Bible Institute.
Mm.
And we're going to be sort of a satellite campus for them and delivering high-quality enrichment courses about the Bible and about ministry.
Yes.
That's basically what we are going to do. And perhaps I should tell you how that came to about.
Mm. It is interesting to know about its development then, Karen.
Yes, you know what, Ray? When I was a student and I was studying to become a reverend in church at University of Pretoria. You know, we learned about Moody Bible Institute. Now, the Moody, the founder of the Moody Bible Institute, already did that in 1886.
Sure.
So it's more than 150 years ago.
Mm.
Now, they've got a rich history of training missionaries all over the world in biblical studies and in ministry. You know, they focused on teachers and nurses.
Yeah.
And they sent them all over the world for 150 years to spread the gospel in hospitals and at schools. And so I basically learned about them. And a few years ago, I attended the National Religious Broadcasting Conference in Nashville, the United States.
Mm.
And there, would you believe, the Moody Bible Institute had an exhibition.
Oh.
So I met up with them, and they invited me to come and visit them, which I did.
Mm.
And I just knew that, man, this is a world-class facility. And it was in my heart for more than 10 years to partner with them. And then 2 years ago, we packed our bags, myself and Charles Orselin and our chairperson, Reverend Jeremy Darmus, and we went to visit them. And we proposed to them that we become a satellite campus and we deliver Moody Bible enrichment courses through Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
And they agreed. And here we are.
Wow.
And here we are.
It's amazing.
They have Wellington. We've signed a partnership with them and we're ready to roll.
Wow. Wow. You know what? There are people already who are sending WhatsApps. Let me just read a bit for you, Karel. You know, just to liven your mood. Someone says, good afternoon. I'd like to find out when the closing date is for registration to the Biblical Counseling course, please. So maybe perhaps during, as we continue to talk, you'll be able to address that. Charles, listen to this. It says, I have responded with study and have received a message about when I want to start with a course, but nothing has happened further. Is it all right? Will I get further details? You know, it says, sorry for my English, but I'm a Free State Burki.
Yeah.
Now, what types of courses do you plan to offer, Charles?
Yeah, so there's a number of courses that we are excited to offer, and maybe just for that listen also now to say that we will definitely get back to you.
Mm.
I'm incidentally also looking at the same WhatsApp that you are from, from Silla. We'll
yes.
be blessing you, Silla, getting back to you. Thank you for your awesome message and your interest. We're going to get back to all our interested listeners. We are currently just doing a survey to establish who is interested. So here's the range of enrichment courses that we aim to offer in the first year, which we're very excited about. So it's basic Christian doctrine, Bible study methods and hermeneutics, survey of the New Testament, which is an overview of the New Testament, as well as preaching, evangelism, and also some others.
Sure. And how and where will the training take place, Karel?
It's going to be basically an online course, courses.
Yes.
Now, students who register, and we will get to the registration. As Charles said, we're only testing the water now.
Yeah.
In February, we're seriously going to recruit and get the students to register.
Mm.
And they will get direct access to the Moody Internet online portal.
Yes.
And they will have a specific, unique Radio Pulpit login code.
Mm.
And, of course, as part of this unique proposition we give them is that we will also have a facilitator of the course present in person at Radio Pulpit in a lecture hall once a week here at our head office in Kilner Park, Pretoria. So the facilitator will be available to have group discussion sessions, to answer questions, to explain the work if there are some questions, and doing tutoring, queries, and support, and whatever. So it's basically an online course, but with a weekly get-together option as well.
Sure, that is fantastic. And Charles, will students receive a certificate upon completion from Moody?
Yeah, that's also one of the very exciting developments that Moody has agreed to. So they will indeed be issuing a certificate, an internationally, you know, status institute a certificate from Moody, which is internationally recognized. So that will be received upon successful completion of the certificate. It just needs to be mentioned as well, Ray, that the certificate's not currently recognized locally in SA by our academic institutions for ordination or qualification. However, the creditworthiness, again, on an international level, and the academic standard of a globally recognized institution such as Moody, in terms of its particular theological standing and depth, cannot be overlooked. So, as Carl also said earlier, Moody was founded in 1886, many, many years ago, and they educate approximately 2,000 students per year. So this university knows what they are doing, and it's worthwhile considering from an enrichment point of view.
Now, Karel, if listeners are interested in these courses, what will they be looking at in terms of costs?
We've negotiated a very, very special price with Moody, and in order also to make a facilitator and group discussions possible, we have negotiated a fee of $750 per course. Now, a course is more or less 12 weeks long. Now, that is 3 months, now, more or less.
Yes.
So one course is 3 months long, or 12 weeks, and it will be R750. That's everything included.
Sure.
And some of the other courses are longer, you know. They may take more than one module to complete, which will take longer, of course.
Yeah.
But we're going to start off with the 12-week courses, and it will be R750 per course.
It is good costs. It is good costs indeed. And Charles, what must listeners do to show their interests in the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute enrichment courses?
Yeah, so very easy. They can literally just WhatsApp the word study to 657-2729, our studio WhatsApp line, just the word study to 082-657-2729, and then we'll send them the evaluation form or the survey form link via WhatsApp as soon as we receive their WhatsApp. And then they can just, you know, fill in that form, and in that way we'll also receive their interest. If they want to email me, they're also more than welcome. At this stage, I'm glad I'm carrying the ball together with Oral on this project, and they can do any stage, and I'll gladly give more information. My email is simply charles@radiopulpit.co.za. But WhatsApp, very easy. WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729, and we'll send you the survey link.
Thank you so much to the both of you. All the success and all the best to the students coming ahead, to the courses, and to how it will change lives. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you very much. Ray, thanks a lot for the opportunity.
And thank you so much, Charles. Blessings.
Thank you, Ray. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, that is the CEO, Karel Verhoef, and also Charles van Onselen, the Radio Pulpit's manager in sales and business solutions. And of course, they're talking about the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute Bible enrichment courses. And yes, you can get yourself going there. Charles said you can send a WhatsApp, start with the name study. I've seen others have already done that. They respond with the name study to the 37871, or you can do that on the WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. It's easier on the WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can talk to Charles via email. It's charles@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There's a song that just got me going as they were talking. It's just to waken everybody up. Nah. Beautiful indeed. Do you remember Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, man? And then we will be talking to Professor Buiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg in a short while. In the meantime,
when the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, man, on the lead there is Theodore Pendergrass. And of course, after that, he would do his solo album, man. Yeah. Things were not fine with the Harold Melvin and Blue Notes, you know, then, you know, success was there and Teddy was, you know, really getting popular. It was not good with the leader. The leader didn't take it well. Anyway, let's leave it. I have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. She's from a university that I like, no, University of Joburg. UJ. Why are you laughing?
No, better that I don't say anything about it. But yeah, bless God that you love it.
We don't have to hate, you know, even if you don't like something, but you can love it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, are you well? Are you well, Professor?
No comment. I'm very well, by the grace of the Most High.
Yeah,
no, a blessed evening to you, my brother. I trust you are well,
together with
your family.
I'm very well.
We bless the Father. We bless the Father.
I trust him about everything.
Everything.
Yes.
On the same breath, I'm also greeting our family, Radio Pulpit family, in the name of our Lord, the Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach.
Amen.
And our brother Barukia.
Yes.
Yeah, we greet him and his family as well.
He's a bit under the weather, and we are speaking a speedy recovery to Barukia. Yes, Bonkos. Speedy recovery.
He shall do well.
Mkone. A speedy recovery. And he must be well, and he must be fine, you know?
Yeah, and come back and speak the good tidings of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now we are with you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is fantastic. People are responding to the interview I just had with the CEO and also the manager on sales and, Charles van Onselen and also... Karel Verhoef. Now, Charles is able to see the WhatsApps. That's what I'm happy about. He's able to see the WhatsApps. He has already responded, and he has also provided a link on the WhatsApp responses. There, it's just fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, Professor, we are going to touch base on the issue of rejecting instruction. Much of the times, we are those kinds of people, you know, who don't talk about this. But let's talk about the rejection of instruction on our part as believers. On our part as believers, the rejection of instruction. And we're looking into that, what it is all about. When are we rejecting the instruction of the Father? And today, what kind of trends are indicative of a rejection of the instruction of the Father. If we look at ourselves and the way we do things, what are the things that are indicative of a rejection of instruction? That is what we're looking into. We trust that as we do that, the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, the rejection of spiritual instruction. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verses 10. So the runners passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh as far as Zebulun. But they laughed at them and mocked them. Many people who are spreading the gospel, many people who are spreading the gospel, basically are met with ridicule, less resources, ill consideration, being looked down at, sneered at, or called names that, hey, you should be having a proper job instead of going about talking. And I would see even on TikToks and X and all that, I would see videos of people preaching at the malls and stuff, and people coming at them and slapping them, kicking them down. Pouring water at them, punching them, hitting them with flags and all those things. I've seen that. And then when we look into the theologies of today, and I'm talking about in the churches, the kinds of perspectives that are being led across, the preachings in the churches today, you'd see that what trends mostly is what excites the flesh and rejects the instruction. When the Father says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," and it's a fact of believing it, because he is speaking a creative command upon you when he says, "Be ye holy." You need to believe it, then you become that. But we have chosen not to believe that. People still continue to be sexually immoral, drunk, high, corrupt, covetous, seductive, and people continue to be not sober. And we see that ministries, services have become some sort of entertainment for gospel artists to come sing and make people dance, and fornication continues and adultery continues, and discipleship becomes something that is suppressed bit by bit. It's a rejection of instruction. A rejection of instruction is visible also in the life of Moses. When he's supposed to point on a rock, he hits the rock. So on both those who say they are leaders and those who are ordinary just like me, who are followers, a rejection of instruction applies in the same way. And sometimes we heed to strongholds. Sometimes there are altars we do not want to destroy. Sometimes there are oaths and vows that are contrary to the word which we keep. And sometimes there are covenants that we still stick into. And when you look at our waists, there are lines, green lines, yellow lines, red lines, and all those things. Okalwen. You see those things. And people still go on and become sangomas and come back and say, "No, now I'm converting to being a prophet." But does the word say a prophet comes like that? And we're not judging. It is the word that judges. And today we are facing that kind of thing. The manner in which the country should run, the manner in which those who are leading from cities, from metros, from regions, provinces, from the national level, the executive, and the Father would be saying, "I want my nation to go this direction." They would be saying, "Ah, no, 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 there's a better one." Intellectualism, academia, the people in commerce, students, workers, laborers, everybody, at some time and form, mostly reject the instruction of the Father as to how they need to order their lives in the situations where they find themselves. This is a national problem. Now, when you look again into 2 Chronicles 36, verses 10, says, "But they mocked the messengers of Yahuwah, despised his words, scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Elohim arose against his people, till there was no remedy." I'm afraid that we would arouse the wrath of the Father and there would be no remedy for the nation. Imagine people still going to churches but living lives where, because of this kind of disobedience, there is no remedy. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Elohim is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." We get into some form of know-it-all, which is nothing but foolishness, if you look into the way it's describing this. And we see ourselves advancing, but actually, it is in foolishness, vanity. As Solomon states. And I wonder where we stand when it comes to this. Doesn't it bother us that there's so much rejection of the truth?
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Choose love.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Professor, let me bring this to you. What does a rejection of instruction imply to you?
Good evening, my brother. Thank you so much again for the opportunity. You've counted a number of things. Maybe let's start by understanding what is an instruction, because probably it might be a bit of a challenge. What are we talking about? And I pondered on this as we're looking towards the show, that we need to understand that from the instruction is information that will build us. And if we are the children of the Most High, being given an instruction by the Father, it means by the instruction, He wants to move us from where we are, where He had decided and created us to be. So we move from point A to point B as an instruction of the Lord is given to us. But we have to obey that instruction. So in other words, if we are rejecting the instruction, we are simply refusing God. We are simply refusing the destiny, and we choose to remain where we are. Number two, when we reject instruction, we are simply rejecting the transformation that is expected to take place in our lives. And this transformation, if it does not happen, it hinders the gospel. It hinders the kingdom of God from advancing. Because whoever is looking at us, watching us as the representative of the kingdom, and if they do not see what is happening in our lives and we live a contrary life, it means we are the ones who become hindrances to the gospel of the Most High. You started talking about the sexual immorality, drunkenness, entertainment. All of these are happening because there is a rejection of instruction that is taking place by the people of the Most High. So when we reject instruction, we are rejecting the information. And we must know that from the information is a certain kind of knowledge. And when we act on that knowledge, we get closer and closer to God. We are moved from the point of darkness to the point of light, from the point where we are to the point where God wants us to be. If we reject instruction, we reject knowledge itself. And the Lord says, "My people perish because they lack knowledge." But now we understand that sometimes that knowledge will be lacking in our lives because we are not taking instruction of God. We do not want to move in accordance to what God wants us to do. You quoted Proverbs 1 verse 7 where it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." So if we are despising instruction. It means we are simply saying we are not open to wisdom, because wisdom is as a result of the instruction that has been embraced. And when the instruction is embraced, because in the instruction is knowledge, we are therefore people who can be wise and apply what God has told us in our lives, so that we can reveal that we fear God. We fear God by our actions, Brother Ray. We fear God by reverencing Him, by honoring Him. So if we are the people who will reveal that we fear Him, it is when we are embracing instruction. It's when we take the knowledge of God that comes from the instruction, because you cannot know anything up until a certain information is given, and that information comes through instruction. In the instruction are a different number of steps that needs to be executed by us for us to be able to do the will of the Most High. And if we are unable to do that, it means we are people who are hindering the gospel. It means we are rejecting God. So in the rejection of instruction is the rejection of God Himself. In Psalm 50, verse 17, we find the verse that says, "Seeing you hate instruction and cast my word behind you." So people who hate instructions are automatically hating the word of God. Remember that instructions come through or in the form of words. So if it comes in the form of words, we are people who hate the word of God. Hating the word of God simply means we hate Yahushua HaMashiach, because He is the word of God. He is the word Himself. So we cannot say we love the Father, but we do not like or we do not take instruction from Him. So there are indicators of a person who is rejecting instruction. You were talking about, when are we rejecting instruction? What are the trends that we are seeing which are indicative of the rejection of instruction? And we started seeing behaviors from people, from us, as people who are given that instruction, and we live in a certain way. And you quoted again Moses, who was seen one day rejecting instruction. And we see the indicator of that rejection of instruction. So once the instruction is rejected, automatically disobedience has come into a place. When disobedience comes into the place, Brother Ray, it means God is no longer glorified, because God is glorified by the execution of His word. So these are the indicators of people who reject instruction. They begin to do their will. They begin to entertain what their feelings are telling them. Moses, at this point in time in the book of Numbers, chapter 20, you can start from verse 1 to verse 13 to get the whole story. We find him entertaining his feelings, neglecting what God has said. When people are entertaining their feelings, Brother Ray, they think for themselves and they do not consider what the Lord has done. When people reject instruction of God, they take what they think, not what has been said. What they think is good for them, not what God believes or what God has instructed as the mandate that He has given unto them. So what did Moses do there? He entertained his feelings. He was overtaken by the temper, overtaken by the feelings, and entertained that to a point of disobedience. And therefore, by so doing, God was not glorified. So these are the indicators that we see from a person who's rejecting instruction. He begins to be a God to himself, and God is no longer glorified. He begins to take things to his control and does not give God full control and does not listen to the word of the Most High. The unfortunate thing is that when instruction is rejected, death follows. Death to the connection that we have with the Father. You cannot be connected to the Father if you are not taking His word, because He and His word are one. So if His word cannot be obeyed, it means we are not going to be connected with God. And if we are not connected with God, we are dead already, because life is when we are connected to Him and with Him, and the connection is through His word. And the other thing we must remember is that the Holy Spirit cannot be in the life of a person who has rejected the word. His work as the Spirit of the Most High is to edify the word of Yahushua HaMashiach. And Yahushua is glorified and is exemplified by His word. And His word is the instruction that we are given to do. So if we reject that, we are rejecting Him. We are rejecting God. We are rejecting the life that we've been given as the people of the Most High. I want to touch base on what you have spoken about when you speak of the holiness that is instructed to us as the children of God. That is found in 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm just going to read verse 15 to 17. It says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" Looking into this passage, Brother Ray, I don't think that we think this is what the Bible means. We think holiness is only about God, not about us who are supposed to live in holiness. We think holiness is impossible, so we reject even the hearing of the statement and the phrase, "Be holy, for I am holy," which is when you came across, you came to talk about sexual immorality that we are seeing being prominent these days. People living anyhow, young people doing these things all over, anytime, anyhow, because they do not believe that this instruction also belongs to them. Fornication and adultery keeps on going on and on and on, because there is no connection between people and the Word of God. In other words, even their nature or our nature automatically has rejected the Word of God. We have chosen what we can receive as the instruction of God, and we can discard and reject what we believe cannot be done by us. We don't even try to do that, but we live by the ordinances of the world and by what the surroundings are continually doing or informing us. And hence, the Word of God and us are distant apart, so we no longer live the Word. And this is as a result of us rejecting what the Word says. So I firstly think for myself, think with feelings, and say, will I be able to do it? Why will I do it if everybody is not doing it? So I can't do the Word of God because the society has allowed this kind of a life to be lived. So at the end of the day, I reject the Word of God based on what the society expects or based on what the society has allowed to be lived. So the children of God at this point in time need to be aware that the Word of God and God himself are one. So if we are in God, we need to be in the Word, doing what the Word wants us to do, so that we can be one with the Lord. Otherwise, we are not the reflection, we are not the mirror of the Word of God. We are not the true representative of the kingdom of the Most High. And by so doing, many people are hindered to come to the gospel because we're not living it out. We are rejecting what it says to us, and therefore we cannot be trusted even by God himself.
I hear you quite well. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. In which areas of our lives would you say we really have rejected the instruction of the Father? Which are some of the areas that you would look at and say, in these areas, I think we have rejected the instruction of the Father, the guidelines of the Father, the commandments of the Father, his word into how to do things. It happens at times that you'd find that you may see there, I may see the other area. Someone may see the other area. Someone may not see anything at all, you know. And so we are sharpening one another, the various aspects of saying, which are some of the areas that you would look into and say, indeed, there is a rejection of the instruction of the Father. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Bapatsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit, me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40, ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 100,000. Khajana rena le di package se re botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. And we are talking about the rejection of instruction, what this is all about on us as believers. And then when and how do we find ourselves rejecting instruction? And what are some of the areas where we'd see indeed spiritual instruction has been rejected here? What are some of the areas that you have seen personally and experienced where you would say, there I could see there is a rejection of instruction? Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. You can also give us a chat, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Right. Otherwise, give us a shout. 012-334-1322. And talk to us telephonically then. Professor, let me come back to you. I'm looking also at Psalms chapter 50. Psalms chapter 50 verse 17 says, seeing you hate instruction and have cast my words behind you. The notion of casting something behind, to say get thee behind, it means become none of the path of my life. When you say to someone, get thee behind me, you're saying become none of the path of my life. Or do not obstruct the purpose of my life. And when you look into this, it says, seeing you hate instruction and you've cast my words behind you in such a way that there is no fellowship with the Father, we see the hatred that is placed in response to his instruction. And that we had said to instruction, get thee behind, which means do not become part of our lives. We have our own path. Isn't this the trend we are seeing today in the churches, in governments, everywhere, in business, professor, in academia? Don't we see that? Okay, let me not put you on the spot about academia. All right, I seem to have lost there. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you. And of course, somehow I've lost the professor there. These new numbers, man. They are really messing up everything. But yes, I will get hold of her and we see how to go about things. Right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, I was able to get the professor back there. Now, professor, I don't know, have you heard my question?
Yes, yes, I heard the question. You were quoting Psalm 50, verse 17.
Aha.
Yes.
I was explaining, that, yes.
Yes, you had already explained that. That rejecting instruction is like a person saying, get ye behind me. Mm. I don't want to hear what you are saying. Mm. So this is a deliberate action. It's not that people are not aware of what is being said.
Yeah.
That's the notion that is brought by this verse as you are trying to elaborate it, that when you cast the words behind you, it means you are aware of these words. Number two, you are aware of the meaning, not just the syllables, but the meaning of what it means to you and the actions that need to follow the words and the instructions that are given to you. So these are the rejection of instruction that we are seeing today, that most people are rejecting the word of God and instruction of God deliberately and intentionally, not because they are not aware of what they're doing, but it is because they are paying attention to what they want. They already have a perceived future for themselves, and they don't want to hear anything other than what they have desired and decided to do. So which is a very dangerous situation, Brother Ray, because it means we are intentional about our actions. And I'm reminded of King Saul when he was told what to do. He was told to destroy everything, and he intentionally left others. And he is giving reasons why he left those that he was leaving behind. Mm. So it's not that he didn't know what to do, not that he was not told, but he took the words and put those behind him. And he is giving reasons why is he doing that. And that's the danger that we are all facing in these days, where people can tell you why they're not doing the word of God, and they can tell you why they do what they are doing. So it means they are aware of what they are doing. And when the Bible speaks about this, the rejection of knowledge, it tells of the people who are perishing. But the unfortunate thing on that is not, it's not only them who perish for rejecting the knowledge, but even their descendants, their children will also be rejected because the parents have rejected the knowledge that God has brought unto them. So it means we need to think twice before we could say, I don't want to do this, knowing exactly what is the meaning of that. When we read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, God speaking about the rejection of knowledge, and he says, because you have rejected the knowledge, I will also forget your children. So it means when we do things, we need to think about what are the repercussions, what will be the outcome of what we do if we deliberately take the word of God and put that behind ourselves, and we think the word of God is less important than our actions and our future that we are perceiving, because we move towards the direction of what we think is good for us. And that is very dangerous. It's like a person who has already have a stipulated plan. I know where I'm going. I don't need anyone to tell me otherwise. I've been in the places where I want to be. So now I'm just on my trajectory. And you also spoke about the hindrances of what God wants people to do. It means you hinder the plan of God. That is very, very scary, because when we reject the instruction, we are also hindering the plan of God. Sometimes we think what we do is only affecting us, and we don't know that through one person, God is changing the whole nation. When he wanted to save the Israelites, he firstly chose Abram, and from Abram and his obedience, he had Abraham from the covenant that they had. And from the covenant they had, there was a blessing of Isaac and Jacob. And when Jacob was blessed to be an Israel, God was saving a nation. So in other words, if there had to be a shortcut or a short circuit of the plan of God because somebody is rejecting instruction, the whole nation is not getting saved. So in other words, we are hindering, we are blocking what is in the plan of God about a nation, not about you. So it is at this point in time when people must think about their actions, because they are not only affecting them, but they are affecting the holistic plan of the Most High. So I put the word of God behind me. I am affecting the whole generation. I am affecting the whole nation. I'm affecting people who are trusting in my obedience, that they may also be saved from what I will be doing. So you were asking earlier on, what are some of the areas where we can say his instruction has been rejected? I think one of the weeks you spoke about not exalting the name of the King Yahushai. And we have taken what the world has said and what we've been introduced to. And there is a lot of resistance in accepting the real name of our King. So these are some of the things that I think we could debate about and talk about. What are we? Why are we rejecting some of the things that are getting revealed in these last days about who our God is? So we reject that because there is an acceptable manner in which God has been presented to us. And we are sticking to that which has been known and what has been told to us. But what God is giving unto us to change to, we don't want to. So these are some of the theologies and the doctrines that we must begin to shape up in a manner that they align with what God has said in the initial, at the beginning when he was talking to us. It is unfortunate that most of us will be still struggling about accepting some of the truths that are getting revealed at this point in time. So I was just touching base on what are the theologies of today that we are preaching about or that we are not preaching about, which we should be preaching about, like exalting the real name of the King. And the trends that are adopted these days are the trends that satisfy the flesh, are the trends that make us to be accepted in the wider community, but we are not cognizant or worried about, are we accepted by the Father? How are we revealing the Father? Let me read Proverbs 3, verse 11 to 12, brother. It says here, my son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his rebuke. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. So when God disciplines us, we must also know how God speaks to us. Sometimes God will speak to us through you, Brother Ray, when we are in church, or maybe we're ministering, or maybe we are just talking.
Yes.
Because we do not know the Lord, we will reject the word of God because it comes from you. So there is so much that is happening that shows we do not know the Father, and we reject him in any way and every way that he is revealing himself to us. So even when we are instructed to take a certain direction, simply because someone whom I look down upon is giving me that word, I am rejecting God. And again, let me bring this, it might be a touchy area, that some of us as believers, we still do not receive when the gospel is preached by a woman. So if a word can come through a woman, some will not accept it, and they are not aware that sometimes there will be the rejection of the word of God because we are looking at the vessel, we are looking at who's talking, we are not listening to what is being spoken.
Professor,
so these are things that...
Professor, hold it for me a bit. Let me put someone on air.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.